This is a Kim Monson news briefing.
Havu complaint alleges nearly 488,000 Colorado voter records altered after election certified. A federal election complaint filed against Secretary of State Jenna Griswold demands a formal hearing over voter participation records that were added, deleted, or modified after the 2020, 2022, and 2024 elections were certified. A Help America Vote Act complaint filed against Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold alleges that nearly 488,000 voter participation records were modified after elections were certified across three election cycles, according to Unite for Freedom, the nonpartisan volunteer organization that provided the underlying data analysis. The complaint, filed on February 20 under HAVU Section 402, was brought by Peter Berniger, an election integrity advocate associated with the Wisconsin Center for Election Justice, and Mike Cahoon, Colorado, director of Unite for Freedom. It demands a formal hearing on the record, a full forensic investigation, public disclosure of audit logs, immediate preservation of records, and referral to the United States Attorney General and the Election Assistance Commission. From the very beginning of Unite for Freedom's history, we focused on gathering evidence of and quantifying the degree of openness in our election system, Harry Howry, chairman of Unite for Freedom, said on The Kim Monson Show. So quantifying how many false registrations we have, how many voters that voted that shouldn't have been allowed to vote, quantifying the magnitude of the vote-to-voter discrepancy that exists in every state in the country. What the data shows. The complaint centers on Unite for Freedom's analysis, comparing snapshots of certified federal election records before and after certification. The organization's data analysts documented the following post-certification changes. In the 2020 general election, 208,004 voter or ballot records were added and 111,076 were deleted after certification. Hundreds of individual records were reversed from vote to no vote or no vote to vote. In the 2022 general election, 79,383 voter or ballot records were deleted post-certification. In the 2024 general election, 2,508 deletions were documented, though the organization notes that fewer snapshots were available for comparison. The total across all three cycles comes to 487,887 records. We have proof that the inputs and the outputs don't add up, Howry said on the show. And as soon as you have a black box that doesn't add up, you know it's broken. The complaint alleges violations of HAVU Section 303.33, which requires states to provide adequate technological security measures to prevent unauthorized access to voter registration systems. Under Colorado law and HAVU's administrative complaint procedure, the Secretary of State's office must investigate and issue a determination within 90 days, Missouri precedent. The Colorado filing follows a federal court victory for Unite for Freedom in Missouri, where a judge in March 2026 ordered the Missouri Secretary of State to accept a HAVU complaint, conduct a formal hearing, and issue a written determination within 90 days. Missouri had initially rejected the complaint based on a state regulation requiring filing within 30 days of election certification. The court ruled that state procedural rules cannot block federally protected rights established by Congress under HAVU. The ruling also ordered preservation of statewide voter registration database records, voter history records, audit logs, and related election system data. The first one that we filed was in Missouri, and we actually won that case in federal court against the Secretary of State, and they are ordered to proceed with a hearing, Howry said. The Missouri ruling carries potential national implications because HAVU establishes uniform federal requirements for all states. Unite for Freedom, which describes itself as a nonpartisan volunteer civic organization with more than 100 data analysts and 700 years of combined big data and auditing expertise, has completed election validity scorecards for 21 states and filed federal civil rights lawsuits in 9 states. We intend to file these HAVU challenges all over the country, Howry said. He added that the organization expects to move quickly. We anticipate hundreds of lawsuits by well before the beginning of the summer. Broader context in Colorado. The HAVU complaint adds to existing federal scrutiny of Colorado's election administration. In December 2025, the United States Department of Justice sued Griswold for refusing to provide unredacted voter data as part of a nationwide effort to verify voter roll accuracy. Griswold publicly refused, saying, "The DOJ can take a hike. Colorado will not help Donald Trump undermine our elections and hurt the American people." Attorney General Pam Bondi said at the time that accurate voter rolls are the cornerstone of fair and free elections, and too many states have fallen into a pattern of non-compliance with basic voter roll maintenance. The DOJ filed similar suits against 13 other states. Unite for Freedom's Colorado effort dates to at least May 2024, when the organization, then known as United Sovereign Americans, presented data to Griswold's office claiming 100,693 improperly counted votes and more than 1.4 million facially ineligible or uncertain registrations from the 2022 election. After receiving no response within the requested 10 business days, the group escalated to legal action. "We sent all of this data and findings to the Secretary of State's office on May 8, 2024, and we asked for a response in 10 business days," Cahoon told Rocky Mountain Voice in September 2024. "We didn't get a response, and we were forced to escalate our action." Kim Monson helped raise $100,000 for attorneys supporting the Unite for Freedom legal effort in Colorado. What comes next? Under HAVU's administrative complaint procedure, Griswold's office has 90 days from the February 20 filing date to investigate and issue a formal determination. If the Secretary of State denies the complaint or fails to respond, the filers may escalate to federal court, following the path established in Missouri. How reframe the stakes in urgent terms? "If we don't fix it in 2026, I believe we're going to lose our country, period," he said. The Secretary of State's office did not respond to requests for comment by publication time. And now, Kim's perspective. The HAVU complaint filed against Colorado's Secretary of State raises a fundamental question every Coloradan should be asking. If the election results were accurate when they were certified, why were hundreds of thousands of records altered afterward? The data from Unite for Freedom deserves a transparent hearing, not silence or stonewalling. When citizens present evidence of irregularities and the response is no response at all, it erodes the very trust that elections depend on. Coloradans deserve to know that their votes are counted accurately, and a federal law that guarantees a formal hearing process exists precisely for moments like this. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.